Sama Gimel Amin Aleph, like 8 lines from the top. Kol Chois Mei Bracha Sheva Migdash. In Beis HaMigdash, they didn't answer Amin to Bracha. They said this whole thing that we saw in the Mishnah. Zakti Gemara. Kol Kach Lama, why is all that? Why they say this Baruch Shem Kavayit Mechusa and other things? V'yishayin Ayin and Amin Migdash. You don't answer Amin in the Beis HaMigdash. Zakti Gemara. Minayin Chayin Ayin and Amin Migdash. How do you know you don't answer Amin in the Beis HaMigdash? And you should praise Baruch Hashem Kevaitcha Miraim Makal Sehila, and it's Miraim Man Old Sehila. So therefore, the answer Baruch Hashem Kevait Machusa LaOlam Vaad. Zok Tamar Vayte. Yachal kala brachas kulan tehei lahen tilachas. Maybe all the brachas should all be the same thing. Baruch Hashem kibayit machusa laylam vayit. One praise. Tamalayma amirayma maka brachas hila aka bracha bracha ten lay tehila. And every bracha you give it its praise. Not Baruch Hashem kibayit machusa. Not one local amen. Not one local Baruch Hashem kibayit machusa laylam vayit. Its praise you give it. Zakhtir ma vayit eskinu she'adam shayel b'shalom chaveret. The Mishnah said they use Hashem's name to say hello to someone, and they brought psukim. The Mishnah brought psukim to it. Now the Gemara is going to ask why we need all those psukim. The Mishnah said, "V'skinu she'adam shel shalom chavei b'shem shenema b'inei bayas ba mi beis lachem v'yem elakaitzim Hashem imachem." Bayas came from beis lachem, and he said, "Hashem imachem is Hashem with you." And then the Gemara says another pasuk. Of Hashem Yimach Yivecha, and Yimach says a third pasuk, Al Tavis Kizik Neemcha. Zok Yimach. Maiva Oimer, what's this? Why do I need a second pasuk? It says already a pasuk in Bayaz, so why do I need another pasuk to teach you to say Hashem Zevachitema? Bayaz Midai Te Denaf Sheikama. Bayaz was saying on his own name. He was saying it on his own. He wasn't, no one gave him a shush to do this. He was saying it on his own. Tashma Hashem Imcha Gibechayel. So we see over there by Gidon, so we see another place, the Malach told Gidon, Hashem Imcha. And if you're going to say maybe it's the Malach that told Gidon that he didn't ask him B'Shloimeh, he didn't give him a bracha, he was saying B'Shlichas from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. So you don't see stamas that you use Hashem's name. Toshma Al Tava is Kizikne Imcha. We're saying a third pasuk. Don't, Bayaz wasn't wrong. It was coming from, we have what to be Samech on Bayaz itself. It means it wasn't Bayaz coming midaite than Avshay, like we thought earlier that Bayaz was saying it on his own, but we don't do like Bayaz. No, there's a Mekah to do it like Bayaz. V'ayman, it says another pasuk, the Mishnah goes on with another pasuk. Eis las es l'shem efei yeter esecha, which means that sometimes you have to know how to do something, even though you have to do something even that it doesn't look like that's the din. Sometimes you have to go out of the ordinary. We have this is the pasuk of the mission. Is Hashem afei yeter esecha? So the Omar Rav, Haikra, this pasuk of Eis Lasi Hashem afei yeter esecha, Mireishal is sefer daresh midrash, and Misefer l'reisha midrash. You can dash it straight, reisha to the sefer, read it straight, or you can read it backwards and it makes sense also. Mireishal is sefer midrash. It says Eis Lasi Hashem. Sometimes there's a time to do Hashem ma'atam. Sometimes you have to go ahead and do different things from Hashem. Why? Because of Efei Yosei Secha, which means that there's sometimes you have to do something different because that's what the Torah calls for. It means even though normally the protocols are to go the same as always, but sometimes you have to do something different. And that's what you need Adam Gadol to tell you.
Did that ever end?
What ever end?
Meaning, is there, if today God would tell somebody to do something neger halacha, should he listen?
Neger halacha, no, but neger hashkafa sometimes. Sometimes the hashkafa changes, WZO. No, really. You would say that you know, Chavetz Chaim, they have letters today that everyone went against it. V'chanan, and even Rabbi Yashin 10 years ago, so you need Chaim Kinevsky to tell you today is different. Shmuel Kamenetsky, whoever it is, to tell you today is different. That's Eis Lasa Hashem, that is what it is. Remez, you're still up to zero. He's only one ahead. Yeah.
He's two ahead. He's not the worst track already.
They say,
The
same for Lamesha.
You counting?
You midgish?
Yeah,
I told you, I promised something. The same for Lamesha, midgish. You can read it backwards the other way. Failure to Esecha. Sometimes you have to be mefer. Sometimes you have to do different than the normal way of Torah. My time is Shem Esa as Lashem. Sometimes Esa Alasas. There's a time for something to do something different. So it's both the same translation. The Shada is how to you were just saying you can read it both ways.
But why did Boaz feel it was time to do that? Is that referring then to Boaz?
Yeah. So that means he wanted more Hashem's name in people's mouths. People weren't thinking about Hashem enough. So a regular way, Baruch Hashem. You know, that's like hello almost, right? Wanted Hashem's name to be, normally you don't just mention Hashem's name like that, but they decided Klal Yisrael needs to have more remembrance of Hashem.
So are we taking it too liberal
nowadays?
Are we too
liberal
with it?
No, keep on saying
it. So we need to remind
us. Klal Yisrael is which will have time to go beyond just the moment.
The Esau Hashem stays. Sometimes not.
And then we're targeting.
No, exactly. Tanya Hill Lazak and Ayman.
By the way, they say that there's different drushes. So Rashi's mashma. Eliyahu was
Eliyahu and Harakama.
So that's the Gom Sefer Reishah.
Yeah.
And the one there is the Reishah Sefer.
Yeah. Zot Yom Avayt, Tanya Hill Lazak and Ayman Hill Lazak and said, B'shasha Machnisin, B'shasha Machnisin, when the Chachmei Ador are gathered together, Pizeh, then you should go and spread out the Torah. If the Chachmei Ador are not spreading it out, they are within, then you should go ahead and spread it out. B'shasha Mefazin, if the Gedolim of the Dor are being Ma'abit Torah, they're giving out the Torah, Kanes, you do not take Shara, you stay inside. That means, really, a person should be on of and stay within himself. But if the Torah needs to be spread out, and no one else is doing it, you're the one that should be doing it. V'imri Isa, Dor, Shatara Chavivala, if you see a generation that they love the Torah, Pazeh, go ahead and spread out the Torah. Shnei Yesh, Mefaz, Ave Noisif Oid, this Pizeh, but go ahead and spread it out more. V'imisa Dor, Sheena Torah Chavivala, if you see a generation that people don't like learning, so don't put the Torah out there, you're making the learning into Bezayin. Kanes, gather within. It means really, you should be spreading out the Torah, but sometimes you can't. If people aren't going to listen, then don't go say Muslim. Right? So people aren't going to want to learn Torah, and you're going to go ahead and spread it out. They're just going to embarrass the Torah. Don't do that. I guess we're talking about a way that you just have no bread. You can't do it.
You can't just say because people don't want to listen.
But you're not stopping to learn, but you're just... You can't be Makai if someone doesn't want to give, right? We're not just in Makai of reform. We don't just go looking to be Makai of people that we can't deal with, right? If someone wants to be Makur, we go ahead and Makai.
Before the war, there was something called the workers' circle. That's where Bernie Sanders came from. They Dafka had a Suga, their annual dinner on Yom Kippur night. And they had shellfish, a Suga.
Zot Yimara. Dorash Bakaparas Lus Kubutz Kanemine. If you see business for cheap, buy into it, and then because it's gonna go up, the stacks are gonna go up. If stacks are low, go buy into it because it's gonna go up.
Sign of the times.
Huh?
Sign of the times.
And call Mark to do it, right? The sign of the times. So now it's low, now it's high.
Some volatility.
Okay. The Asar, the less Gavit Amon. Have a gva in a city, in a place where there's no big person, you should be the person. There's no person, you should become the person. If there's already an Adam Gadol over there, don't push your way up. Let him be the Adam Gadol. That's Pashit. What's Abaye saying? If we said that in a city where there's no one, you should be a person, we know already that in a city where there's someone, you shouldn't have to be a person. With the both, you come to a place that you're equal. He's not bigger than you. Don't take leadership right away. Don't run for leadership. If you're not needed, don't run there. People don't know what that means. Where's this small passion that the whole Gufa Torah is Tluyimba? Give me a pasuk like with the Gufa Torah, with the Ikka Torah is Tluyimba. You should know, even when you're being over Avera, put Lev if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. Like what? Like Amar Rava, fill it vaavera, even by vaavera. Think about Hashem. Put kavana for a mitzvah.
What's the case of it?
Elio. Elio Har Kamel.
Oh, okay. Well,
you don't need a daf Elio. Any kid, we're saying any time, even if you're doing it vaavera, have l'shem mitzvah. Teach your child a good umnis. Vikala. Mahi, what is that? Amav Chizda, machta de talmiyusa, which is the machat, which is sewing, shurais. That's an easy trade. Because you're supposed to teach your child a trade. So teach him a trade of sewing. Huh?
Teach a boy to sew.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm in there.
No, it's not being a tailor. This is different. Yeah. It's decorating like a shirt.
Right, it means like making shoes of, designer.
No, it's not being a tailor, but the problem is...
This is a very important lesson. This is a very important gemara. Tell it to your wives. La'olam al yaba adam reyim b'sech beis. Don't have so many friends. Shenema ish reyim l'sareya. Too many friends make bad.
Tell your wife, you said?
Yeah, I
don't
know. No?
He's talking about women?
Or men? No. Yeah, what are you getting excited about? Yeah, no. No, continue on with the friendship. But it means the Sech Besa in your house.
A thousand people like me on Facebook, so.
Tanya.
You're talking about strangers that you don't know.
Yeah, no. Don't make too many friends. Don't have too many friends in your house. You make trouble. Don't have a apotropis that goes ahead and he's machnas and waits in a chasav in your house. He does too much business in the house, taking care of too many things in the house. Shalomalei lemina petifa as Yosef apotropis. If petifa wouldn't have made Yosef apotropis, the whole story with Yosef petifa, with petifa's wife chasing Yosef, wouldn't have happened if Yosef wouldn't have been there. As much, drains it there as much.
Where would he have been?
Who would have been? No, but don't have. If he wouldn't have been hired and have so much ownership in the house.
You blame who?
Patifa? Patifa for hiring Yosef to do too much in his house. No, it's not about we can, we're just bringing a lesson. Yeah, and if you have someone that does everything for you in the house, it's not good.
Shouldn't we bring a mush from something where actually something happened? But Yosef, he was going on his Yetzer.
Look how much we needed Yosef to become a Zaytzer. Anyone less than Yosef is you destroy your household.
Because actually, if you think about
A living today, you have to treat the living more than you know what I mean. You have to mechaber them with more and more things. So I don't know. I wouldn't say that about a living. But if you have two livings, maybe
that's how you're not coming to Einish.
It's not about an Einish. It's not going to be good for your shalom bayis. Well, when you have someone else do so much. It's not going to work out.
Nicely is how you're going to ruin your shalom bayis or treat him something badly.
If you bring a maid in that does everything for you, that's not going to be good.
So why have a living? But how does that fit in with this?
The Rav said the Hagdara is two livings, by the way. Just
right.
Putting it out there.
Yeah.
Apotropos is not a maid.
Apotropos? It's taking care of your business source. It's everything.
Yeah, this is why I don't have a
living. Okay.
Fine.
There's nothing to do with a woman here. There's nothing to do with a woman. This is not a maid, this is a man, this is anything. Have someone that takes care of all your business and everything.
Yosef is tzaddik, who's in and it's still rooted for them. Yet Yosef is...
That's what it says.
Right.
Coach game.
So you have some...
Yeah. It's going to disturb the relationship. Yeah, Tanya. Rebbe Yom Elam and Nismach HaPasha Nazir LaPasha Saita. Why is Nazir Samach HaPasha Saita? Lema Lach Shekala Raya Saita B'Kakula. If you see a Saita, with what's happening to Saita, all the right, the whole Beis Hamikdash, what happened over there, learned the Pasha Nasa. Yaza Asman the Yayim. So now you see a woman in that state, it's not good. So you should go ahead and be Mazi yourself from Yayim.
So
stay away from wine. Right.
You should have to be with the man.
Yeah. No, you everyone came and saw what happened by the Saita, and sometimes she wasn't even dressed properly, right? There were things
that
was her, I'm saying. Saita is also close to Tumas Amaisis. If you have Tumas Amaisis and you don't give it to a Kayan, you're going to end up needing a Kayan, your wife's going to become a Saita. Shanama is Eskadosh of Lo Yu, the Samachla is Eskadosh of Ishtai. Chassidim says, "Behavi ish es ishtai." You bring your wife to the kohen. So therefore, go ahead and get trumas and maasis. Because if not, this was going
to
end.
Why?
No one wants the wife to be a sight to them, and she was with other men, right?
Right. So, but why is it juxtaposed? Why are
it's next to each other?
No, I understand. Why is it next to each other?
What we're telling you, because if you don't give trumas and maasis to the client, you're going to bring your wife. You're going to bring your wife. She's going to be the trumas and maasis.
Right.
El asayif shenetzachlam. You're going to become an ani that you're going to end up needed to take maaser ani. Shenem avisus kadosh of lo yeh, and you're going to need it yourself. So sometimes if you don't give to what you're supposed to give, you're going to end up becoming a poor person. But if you do give it, you're going to end up being rich. You're going to have a lot of money. If you give ma'aser, you know, aser b'shvil set is aser. Yeah, it's all the nesinas of giving to the kai. If you, that means the same way you mevarich al arav, die in the MS. That's one pshat in Rashi. So you put your bainish law and you always mevarich, even by bad. Kaifalei panasasei, you're going to end up getting double. Panas is going to grow. Shneem v'haya, says a pasuk, v'haya shakai b'tzarecha, the kesef te'afas lecha, you're going to put Hashem's name in your tzaris, you're going to have double. Te'afas lecha, you're going to have double. Hashem v'achvena, panasasei ma'ifefas le'katzina, your panas is going to be like a bird, fly like a bird. See, first he touched the FS means double. Now he's touching the FS. My FS is going to be flying you like a bird. Never cast the FS lechal. Amen. Tavi Amen. Reshir Kala Ma'apa Asim Devitaya. If you go ahead and you make yourself weak with Devitaya, Ein Bekeich Lam V'Yem Tzar, you're not going to have what to win over the Baish, win over by a day of Tzar. Shem is a pace of Yem Tzar Tzar Kachaka. If you get weak in the Yem Tzar, that's because you were weak and tired. Even one mitzvah. Anything, if you get weak in anything, even in one mitzvah. Was talking to Sheyarat, Chanina ben Achi, Abishua, the Gaila Chanina, the son of the nephew of Abishua the Gaila. He would go ahead and add months to the year. Add Ada and Kaveh Chadash and Mechutzlaitz. He would do this in Chutzlaitz. So who was doing this? Chanina. Chanina was doing this when he went to Chutzlaitz. He was adding Adas and being Kaveh months, the days of the month in Chutzlaitz. Shagre Achav Shnei Tamid Chachamim. He sent after him to be Meicha, two Tamid Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Uben Benoi Shal Zechariah ben Kavuto. He sent after two great people that they should be Meicha in what he was doing. Once Chanina saw them, Amalem Lama Basim, why did you come to Chutzlaitz? Chanina went to Chutzlaitz, and they heard that what he was doing was, he was doing things illegal, things that you weren't allowed to do. He was adding months in Chutzlaitz, we're not allowed to do that. So he saw Rabbi Yisrael and Kippur and the Einikel of Zechariah ben Kavuto come to him. So he said, why are you coming? Amalem Lama Tayyab Banu, we came to learn Tayyab. Hichiz Aleim, Anashim Alalu G'day La'adas, he announced, oh, two great people came. Then the fathers, they deemed the Beis HaMikdash. Let's be mechaved them. Because Shaninu, Zechariah ben Kavuto, Lai Mahav, Pam, Kriyis, Lefanu, Besevi Daniel. Like we see, that his grandfather deemed them the Beis HaMikdash, that he says that many times he lain Sefer Daniel, that was in Yom Kippur, that the Kayan God let stay up the whole night, so they had someone reading for him some things, if it wasn't just Am Chacham. So they lain him Sefer Daniel. Bischel moved mitames. He started saying, "Okay." So he started saying a shir. He was mitame, v'hei mitayim. They said, "No, it's tar." Who was it? He said, "It's also v'hei matirim." They said, "It's mutter." Hichazalem, anashim alalu shall shavim shall tayuim. So he screamed out, "These people are liars. They're making mistakes. They're not worth anything." Amru loy. They told him, "Rabbanisa v'yati yachal." Listen, you said already we're chashim. You can't knock us anymore. You started off as you gave a whole akdama that was so chashim. You can't knock us. Bragadata. You fenced us in. You can't break it down. Amalahem. So he told him, "Nematim mitam and nimitam. Why are you always saying the opposite for me? Ani oisav atim mitam. I say amaloi. Yishatim avav eshanim mekavei chadashim mechutzlaitz. We're trying to hint to you something. We're trying to say the opposite from you because you did something which you weren't supposed to be doing. Amalahem alakiv and yosef avav eshanim mekavei chadashim mechutzlaitz. I'm not the only one that did this. Akiv and yosef already did this." Akiva Yosef went to Chutz La'aretz and he was doing this already. He was He was adding months to the year. Amalai, they told him, Hanach Rav Akiva Shalanich Kamaisa Be'Eretz Yisrael. Rav Akiva was so great in Eretz Yisrael, there was no one like him, so he was allowed to do that. Amalai, Hafanila, Enachta Kamaisa Be'Eretz Yisrael. When I left Eretz Yisrael, he was an honor. When I left Eretz Yisrael, there was no one as great as me also. I'm also a great person, if I could do this. Amalai, they told him, G'diyim She'enachta Nasa T'yashim. No. These G'diyim that you left people, Tamidim, when they were G'di, but now already they became T'yashim, Balakrionim, they became great people. And they're ready.
Sent us.
Right. They sent us. They sent us, Gufa, to tell you not to do this. I guess a couple of years. He was gone already for a little while, and his Tamidim, he was in the bubble for a little while, and his Tamidim were already Tamidim Chanim. And this is what they told us. They sent us in, they told us. The Chuva Amrullah Bishmanai. If he listens to us, if Chanina, if you can listen to us, you're good. And why are we saying that? And they told, the brothers in Goylem, if you can listen to us, good. Go up to one of the mountains and Dina by the Zohar already. If you're listening to this, if you're doing this, that means you're doing wrong. You could do Abay the Zohar already. You're not listening to Hashem. That means they're telling the people that if you can listen to Chanina, you're doing so bad. Achia, Yavne, Mizbeach, the Adam Gadol, and he was Adam Gadol, Reish Bnei HaGadol, Rashi says, Yivne Mizbeach, build a Mizbeach, Chananya, that was Achia, that means go ahead and do Avodah Zarah. Chananya, Nagin Bekina, Chananya, you should go ahead and sing, dance, whatever, with the kinar in front of this bama, because Chananya was a Levi, so he can go ahead and sing in front of this bama. V'yichapru kulam, v'yomer, and all shav kapar, v'yomer, ein lam chelik v'lekei yisrael. Go ahead, and what you're doing is so bad, it's like dealing with the Zara, and go ahead and make a bama, and have Chananya play music, and say, ein lam chelik v'lekei yisrael. Say that you have no chelik in Hashem. Yeah, go, call him. Everyone started crying. We do. We want to have a chedek in the case. Kol kach lama. Why did he do all this? The Torah is going to come out of Yerushalayim, not out of Chutz Lo'aretz. And you're trying to go ahead and do task of these things in Chutz Lo'aretz. You're not allowed to do that. Okay. So that's why they did this whole thing. So my bishlam on matay v'hem matay and bishlam he's matay and then matame lechumra. So they're being metame, so that's a chumra. So they're not getting any bad because they're just being more machmir. Elohu metame, behem metayim. They're being metame. He's being metame, they're being metame. Hey, chave. How could they do that? They can't say a wrong psak lakula. It's going to come out of Mitchell. Matanya chacham shatime hen chave yash lata. Osa hen chave yash lata. If you went to someone and he asked it, you're not allowed to go ahead and be mate. It was all that. There shouldn't be nigra, but after him, they shouldn't just go after him. He was just trying to get them not to listen to Chananya. That's all he was trying to do. Tanya Rabban.
Somebody else could have heard it.
I guess they felt either Afilahachi, or they felt that they were going to say right away that they realized that Chananya was going to correct himself.
So that was
the story, because that Chananya went to Bavel and he started passing the things that you're only supposed to pass Knesset Yisrael. So they sent him so shav that it's like a dinning of a desire. Why? Because you're going connected one pasuk. Ki mitzion te tzeir et v'ashem yishalayim. From tzion the Torah is going to go out and not from Bava. Is that reply today? Is that negate today?
But they all went to Bava.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be coming? Wouldn't he be taking everything he learned and bringing it
to Bava? But these things he can't pass in Bava. These things are so great. He needs to present the Kedusha itself. We do see, I mean, Lamaisa, you have Gedolim in itself that you don't have in America. It's not for naught. There is Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. There is something that.
What ended up happening to him? He came back with them, or did he do?
No. He just stopped passing me what he wasn't. No, he was staying.
It was all part passing him.
Right, exactly. So the Ma'avayit, Tanu Rabbanu, Shnichas Abaseinu leKeren BeYavne. When the Abaseinu came to Keren BeYavne, Hayu Sham Rabbi Yehuda. So there were big Talmid Chacham that came along. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, four Talmid Chacham. Paschu kulam b'chavad achsanya. So they were guests by houses, and they all started saying praises, and they started open up the opening remarks. And they started dashing like this. Pasach of Yehuda, first one was a Yehuda Reishem Adam Mechal Mokan, and he said Bekavod Datoy Vedash. Moshe Yikach Es Oil. Moshe took the oil Venotalei Mechutz LaMachna, and he took the oil and went out Chutz LaMachna. When was this? After by the eagle. He moved his oil out of the machna. Zakumav Leidvam Kavuchan. Uma Aron Hashem Shleim Meruchet Kel Shnei Masam Mil. The Aron Hashem, which was only was far 12 mil, which is 3 passes from Machna Yisrael. And that go from city to city to learn Torah, kolsh game, that you should go out for them and go to them. Then it says, me and you, the Baruch Hashem saying, I and you, you and I, Nas b'panim b'alacha, together, we should be Nas b'panim, we should learn.
I think he's talking about the how he got treated nicely.
Yes.
With a smile.
Yeah, okay. Panim b'panim. Ikadam, kach ala kesh baruch l'mashik, k'shem sh'ani is ba'at l'cha, panim, kach ata hez b'panim l'yisol. The same way I explained it to you, with a nice face. So it would explain it well. Now you go ahead to Klal Yisrael and return the oil to its place. Bring the dwelling back into Klal Yisrael. Which it says v'shavu l'machna. So Moshe did that v'shavu l'machna. Return to the machna. Now they're going to say yomer arav v'kas. The Talmud v'kas. Yisrael matahel em. I got upset at Klal Yisrael for dinner the eagle. And if you're going to get upset, so what's going to be? Who's going to take care of Klal Yisrael? If you return the oil to its place, it's good. I'm going to send Yeshua Benun. I'm going to kick you out. You're not going to be the leader, and Yeshua Benun is going to be the leader. Because you can't have the mother and father getting upset at the children, right? Because then the children are left with nothing. You have one getting upset, and the other one brings them close. So if the mother's getting upset, the father should bring them close, or the father's getting upset, the mother should bring them close. Don't gang up together against your children. That is what the Gemara is, that's the lesson of the Gemara. And you see that Moshe Rabbeinu went back. Still, the Rebbeinu's words didn't go to naught. You see that Yeshua Benun Taka did become later on the ruler. So this was the first thing that Yehuda started with. And he started with another thing. The cover the Torah. It says, V'dayesh, and Yidash, and like this. It says in Pasuk, Haskes Ushma Yisrael. Listen. Klal Yisrael. Yom Hazeh Niyeslam. Today you're going to become Niyeslam. You're going to become a nation. Chayosayim Nitla Torah LeYisrael. Is that the day that Torah was given to Israel? Well, Chayosayim Sefer Baram Shanah was given way before. This day was already the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. Lamash Chaviva Torah Lamdeh Bechol Yom VeYom Shnit Ma'ar Sinai. Every day a Jew learns, it's like the Torah was given to Ma'ar Sinai.
That day,
right? Not just it was given 2-3,000 years ago. Every day that you learn, that day was given the Torah. Amar Tancha B'nei Deh B'chiyo Ishkva Akar. Teda Abirai Sh'adam Kari Kishma Shachas V'Avis V'Erev. Shachas V'Avis. V'Erev Echad, every day you read Shachas V'Avis, you read Kishma Shachas V'Avis, which is learning every day. V'Erev Echad Enei Kari. And if one night you don't say Kishma, Dami Kishma Kari Kishma Ma'olam. It's like you never said Kishma.
That's how you feel.
That means every day is a new Nesimus HaTorah. And every day that you don't learn, it's like there was no Nesina Satayah. There was no, the Torah wasn't given to you. Haskes, what's Tash Haskes? Osu Kites Kites. Make groups, the Isku B'Torah, and learn Torah. Mish'ena Torah Niknes Ela B'Chabura. Because Torah has to be given with the Chabura. Ve'etz V'chanina, Damei V'etz V'chanina, Mayin Echsev, Chev Abadim V'Noyalu. Chev Asaneim Shal Tamid HaChachamim. The sword is on the enemies of Tamid HaChachamim. They sit separate, and the oisik b'tayer. That's not good. They do ma'aseh tipshus if you sit alone and learn. So you see that v'noyalu was chayv abad v'noyalu, and that's by chayv. But what does noyalu mean? Hashenayalu l'shechatana. V'loyoyit al shachaitim. They also do chet by sitting alone. Now, why is it so bad by sitting alone, learning alone?
You can't correct your mistakes.
Either right, because you can't correct your mistakes. That's where Negea, that if you have Archgol or something that you do know how to translate, then you could learn alone. Or the pshat is that the Shechina is more Shaira by when two people learn, when three people learn, there's more and more Shechina, like we learned Sunday in the Gat Tikmah. Iba Yisei Mehacha, Noya Lusar Yitzayim. This we see that it's a chet. Dover Hacha Haskes Ushma Yisrael. What does it mean? Ki titu atzmechem al divrei Torah. Ki da'amar Yishlakish, what does it mean? Ki titu atzmechem means go ahead and be mitzayir yourself on divrei Torah. Like Yishlakish says, da'amar Yishlakish, v'nayin shen divrei Torah miskayim al mishem emes atzmechem al. How do you know divrei Torah only works? Someone that toils over it and kills himself over it. Shnema zayis ha'tayah adam ki yamas ba'ayel. A person zayis ha'tayah. What's the tayah? Adam ki yamas ba'ayel. A person kills himself in the ayel. In order to be kainah. Kinyan ha'tayah, you have to work hard. It doesn't go easy. Has. First stay quiet. V'ach kach kites. And then ask. Don't ask right away. First stay quiet. Like it says, v'yas kalev. By the Miraglim. So first stay quiet and then ask. Think before you talk. Listen. First learn and then be ma'ayin and then dwell into it. Ami be'abyan ma'idach ziv. What's the pshat in the pasuk? It says, ki mitz chalav yaitzi chema. The squeezing out of chalav, not the squeezing, yeah, the out of milk comes butter. Umitz af yaitzi dam. The sadness of mitzah from the nose comes out dam. Umitzah payim yaitzi riv. From anger comes out machlekes. B'miyat amaytzi chema. B'miyat amaytzi chema shall tell you. Chema comes out of taira. B'mi shameki chalav. What does that mean? Shiyonik mishteima. Someone that goes ahead and was yonik from his mother. That means you want to go ahead and we're going on Divrei Torah. We're referring to Divrei Torah. If you were yonik from your mother, then you're going to have what to give over. So that means that's this mashal of milk and butter is that means the same thing what we just saying before that you go ahead first in your has, you're quiet, you're yonik, and then you go ahead and be magia. Umitz af yaitzi dam. What does that mean? Kol Talmud Kayis all of Rabbi Pamishaina after his anger. So any Talmud that your Rebbe gets upset at you the first time, Vishaisik, and you quiet, you can end up knowing how to learn well if your Rebbe screams at you and you're quiet, you don't scream back, then you can end up understanding between Dam Tome and Dam Tome. Umitzapayan Yetzirut, from anger comes out, Machlaikis, what does it mean? Kol Talmud Kayis all of Rabbi Pamishaina, Vishniyah, Vishaisik. If you're gonna, if a rabbi screams at a Talmud twice and you're quiet, zeichel hamchem din mamas in the fashion, you're gonna know the difference. You're gonna know how to paskin. You're gonna be so smart. You're gonna know how to paskin din mamas and din fashion. Tanan b'shalem arichis yischakim. You want to become smart. You ask din mamas. You oisik din mamas. She'en lecham mitzay b'tay yosem mehem shehin kemayin on neveya. There's no divetaya that's greater than that. That's more like it's mayin on neveya. The zikin is mayin on neveya. Right. Amr Shul Ben Achmeni, Ma'ayin Chsiv in Navalta, Be'is Nase, Vim Zamaysa, Yad Lepe. What does it mean? Kol Manavel Atzmel Divrei Torah. If you ask your Rebbe, Yisveikis, even though you get embarrassed in Divrei Torah, you ask questions that you know you're going to be embarrassed, but you want to know. Seifel Is Nase, you're going to end up becoming big. Because if you're quiet and you hold it in, Vim Zamen Yad Lepe. But if you hold your mouth, if you...
When they ask, will be out of the
pen. Yeah, 1 second. It means if you're quiet and you don't ask, you're having embarrassed of asking. Sometimes you're embarrassed of asking, you should ask. Then you have the pay, your hand's going to be by your mouth. You're not going to know what to say when people ask you eventually. So if you ask, even though you're embarrassed, but you want to know, that's a big... Then you're going to become a big person. Okay, so that was all Rabbi Yehuda. Now the next one was Rabbi Nechemya. He was going to go ahead and...
Pray. It's out of order because it'd
be before
the
Yosef. Why
didn't
you take it? Yeah, because I guess he was great.
No, but they counted by the greatness when they got there.
Okay. Pasuk, because he said to be quiet, so he said it. Pasuk, Mechem, 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 Vidosh. Ma'ayin Chsiv, what's the chant in the Pasuk? It says, V'yayim Mishol Al-Keni, L'chu Suru Yudu Mitech HaMaleki, Pen HaSifcha Imai.
I'll destroy you with it.
Right? V'ata sisa chesed is all the pasuk in Kol Bnei Yisrael. So we say like this. V'advom kavachem. Uma Yisrael shakav al Moshe. Yisrael came to Moshe el kavod. That's it. What was Yisrael's intentions? For his egin of kavod. Kacha ma'arach tamad chacham esech besech. So too, if you invite a tamad chacham into your house, uma achilo yo mashkeye, uma hanim en achasem, and you go ahead and you give him to eat, halacha, and you give him business, halacha skam v'kama, how much chesed you're going to be getting at it. Okay? Let me write the Pasuk of Yisrael, because it's in the Dutch. It says, Lois esayv adoy mi ki achichu, Lois esayv mitzik ki gei yisrael be'atzim. Don't bother a mitzik, because you will get in his land. So the mobile advon kam khan mam mitzim se ki vet yisrael al tzay khatsman the mitzrim took us in not for because they liked the yisrael they took it for themselves shem vim ye dat ge ibram an she khav santam sa mikta khay so you go work that's where they took them ala shali kakh mar tam khakh mesakh besa if you invite et tam khakh mit your house u makhina mashkay ma al min khas va khas kam kam now they were trying to praise these balabatim that took them into the houses. We're giving them praise. Look how much chai you can get to take us.
It says talking about because all the Tamidim came and they wanted to encourage them to be Matus Arayach on Tamidim.
Everyone. Pasach Abelazah B'nai Rosh B'nai Seyach Lili B'kabak Zani B'dash. It says in Pasach Vayivarech Hashem Es Oved Edoim Ves Kol B'Avoyin Arayin Alikim V'alei Dvam Kavachem U'ma Oren Shloi Achav V'loi V'shas Or they took in the Oren. It doesn't eat. It's not hard to take care of an Oren. It just sits there, covered with Rabbat Lefanov. You invite a guest. What was the bracha? They gave him a vidam zvida. Zu chama is v'ches kaleisa. Zayin, sorry. Zu, you can have chama is the wife of Ovid of Adam, right? V'ches kaleisa, and you can have eight children.
No,
that eight daughter-in-laws. I said eight children, which is going to be eight daughter-in-laws.
But they were already there.
Yeah, it's eight daughter-in-laws. So yaldu, shisha v'kaya mecha. Six children in every stomach. Right? Yeah, kaya zechad. Shenam pa'alti hashmini. It says the children of Ovid Edom were shmini. V'chsev ki baruchu Hashem elekim. So what was shmini? That means this was the ninth. That means everyone had shisha, right?
Because it's eight daughter-in-laws.
Eight daughter-in-laws
plus
right is nine. Plus nine six is eight times six is how much?
It's 50. Nine.
One second. 48, and her also is nine is 54, right? So there you go. Is 62. Because her eight sons is also says that's another eight is 62. Six v'chsev kibar elikim kol elim ne'ayved edayim heim obnei vachem ish chayal b'koyach la'avoida shishim u'shnayim la'ayved edayim. That's 62. So like we just counted it out, it comes up her kids plus the daughter-in-laws, it comes up and enikloch is 62. So the ma'am abav and halevi. No, that's the bracha that they got. Having so many children in Enikoch. Yeah, David Adam. Amar Rav and Alevi Kaladechik Es Hasha. If you push for the time, Shah Adech Kasa, like Avshalom wanted to push to Malchus, so the Shah is gonna push into it. Chalanitchem Neishah. If you wait patiently, and that's not gonna be good. Shah Nitches Mipanav. It's gonna come. It's time. Midrav Rav Yosef. You see, Midrav Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Sinai. Rabbi Ikahan, Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai. Rabbi Yosef, they called, he was a Bucky in Bryce's. He was a massive Talmud Chacham. Rabbi was a Lamdan. He was Ikahan. He was able to crush mountains. So what happened was it's Tzichalu Shaita. So it's time to become, one of them had to become Rosh Hashiva. So Shalchul Hassam, so they sent Sinai, so which one should we take? Sinai V'Ikahan, Eze Man Kaidim. Should we take the Talmud Chacham, or we should take the Lamdan? Shalchulam Sinai Kaidim, take first the Talmud Chacham Shatzim, Shakal Tzvicha Lamari Chatya. Everyone needs to gather the Tvur. First, let's gather all the Shmuas, all the Braises, and then we'll become a Lamdan. I became like Kibbutz Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, who was the Sinai, didn't take it. Why? The Amilei, they told him, the Kaldai told him that the people that see in the stargazers, Kishim, Malach the Tat and Shnen. You're only going to rule for 2 years. So wait your 2 years till after. So take it later. You're going to rule for 2 years. Don't be worried. So Malach Rabbah Esav the Tat and Shnen. So they took Rabbah first for 22 years. Malach. Rabbi Yosef Tat and Shnen Upalga. And Rabbi Yosef afterwards, after Rabbah was Niftam, he for 2.5 years. Kol Anach Shnoni, the Malach Rabbah, for the Umnin Leves Elokah. All the years that Rabbah was the Rosh Hashiva, he didn't take anyone into his house. He had actual active in Oshra. So what do we see from here? That what's going to be designated for you, you're going to get. So just wait it out. It's going to come to you. Now, the problem is we don't know what's designated for us. That's why we try to push our way through. But don't worry. Whatever's designated for you is going to come. Doesn't matter about it. We're going to go to come out the end of the moment because tomorrow we're just going to make the scene and we're going to stop up a camera already. So.
Yeah, who's in the sign?
Whoever wants to be. You want to be?
Didn't finish
it.
Sorry,
to
wait.
Oh, okay. Maybe Moshi. Va Amar Rav Oven HaLevi. We'll sell it. Ma'idach Siv Yanch Hashem Tzav Yanch Hashem 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 Yanch They were the fathers, but who did the work? Yaakov is the one that built up Klal Yisrael, right? He built up the 12 Shvatim. So therefore, we mention Elokei Yaakov and not Elokei Yisrael.
So he has to carry the heavy part.
He worked with the Gidol. So that's why he should ask, he should daven for us. You're having a Noah from a Suda that the Talmud Chacham living in it. It's like you're having a Noah from the Shechina. It's the Pashas Yisrael. They came to eat lefnei alekim. Chid lefnei alekim achol. They eat in front of Hashem. But lefnei Moshe achol. They eat in front of Moshe. Alem lo kol anem esuch tam chacham shayv esechef. Moshe is eating there. Tam chacham is having a noah. Kil nanem is a v'shchina. It's like having a noah from the shchina itself. It's very important. Not important, but it's a good thing to eat where tam chacham is eating. Vam abav and alevi. Hanifte mechaveif. You go and depart from your friend. Ayam lo leich bishalom. Don't say leich bishalom. Don't say, okay, go bishalom. Alalech Lishon, because Bishalom means that's it. It's over. Alalech Bishalom means what was. Alalech Lishon, go to Shalom and you should still continue living and have peace. Yisra Shamalei the Moshe Alalech Lishalom, Alei Vatzliach. Yisra told Moshe, go with peace together with you. Then he's back. Lishalom. Yeah, that's what I said. So then he went and he was Matzliach. David Shamalei the Avshalom, Lech Bishalom. David told Avshalom, go with the peace. Yeah, Halach Venitla. He went and got hung. It was over.
His hair got hung up.
Right. So he was over. So you see that Lech Bishalom is not a good term. If you go away from Meis, Lech Lishalom and Lech Bishalom. If you go away from a dead person, so he doesn't need peace anymore. So that the peace was taken with him. If you go out of basic Knesset of davening, then you go straight to learning. You're going from a chayel to chayel. Amar b'chiyah b'yashi. Amar b'tamid l'cham ein la'menucha lo'y ba'ad l'mazeb lo'y l'ma'ba. Tamid l'cham don't have menucha. They go from one yeshiva to another yeshiva, from one medrash to another medrash. Doesn't mean bad, this means good. Shem yechem b'chayel to chayel, yeh l'shem alikim b'tziyayin. Fine, say again.